Open Windows, October the 9th. Worshipful Prayer. In James 5:16 we read, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." There are many ways in our Christian life where we have to get adjusted to the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord is not always an easy thing for our flesh, and so very often we have to have a real battle to get adjusted to the will of the Lord on some particular matter. And prayer is the time in which that adjustment has to be done. It is just possible that some of us are having a battle over the will of God on something. Well, this is the time to get through with that issue. Our prayer time gives us the opportunity of getting right into line with the will of God on all matters. True prayer is the prayer of confession and humiliation. True prayer is the time of absolute committal and surrender and submission to the Lord. True prayer is in the time for getting right into line with the will of God on all matters. Now, these three things we could call negative things. Of course, they are not negative. When we have to face them, they are very positive matters. But when we come to the fourth thing, we move over a bit to another side. And I am sure that this first time of prayer in the case of Paul was a time of deep worship. What does worship come out from? What is it that leads us to worship? What is the true nature and spirit of worship? Is it not a deep spiritual gratitude for the grace of God? We only worship in the measure in which we appreciate the grace of God. You remember that a favourite way of Paul of opening his letters was with three words: "Grace, mercy and peace be unto you." That was the foundation of everything for Paul. Wonderful grace. Grace that could never be explained. Boundless mercy and peace with God. That was surely the consciousness that this man had during his prayer. It was the prayer of deep worship for the grace of God. And that must have a place in all true prayer.